We're talking about self-control. What are some tips, Julie, for parents to help their kids with self-control?
Well, first of all, in issues related to learning, kids don't always understand that they have to be uncomfortable if they're going to improve. So when you find something challenging, it's okay to say to them, I know you can do it. I know if you put the hard work in, you can get this. Then if kids don't like what they're doing, there seems to be a habit for parents and others to swoop in and say, what can we do to make this more comfortable for the student or for the child? So again, short term, that's helpful because it might get that child over that bump. But what we need to help them with is understand that discomfort, finding their own payoff rather than be rewarded externally just for showing up, is essential if you want to have choices in life. And that's what that study in New Zealand really talked about, is ultimately because people can delay self-gratification, they have better control over things, they look after themselves, they're not as impulsive, so they're not always in crisis. They develop more financial resources so they can, you know, have more choices later in life. So you want to also teach kids early on that they can choose, you know, different things. So it's not just about what they have to do, but they're actually making choices. So you have the ability to choose to do homework, even if you'd rather watch Netflix. So also demonstrate that each choice has a different outcome. And, you know, I know there's a lot of mental health issues, why people find, you know, certain choices really difficult. I have to say, though, in working with people, some of them have very severe depressive symptoms, but they also, and through therapy, they understand that they can make the choice to get up, even when it's so hard. The outcome of these choices may not make everything 100% better, but they certainly prevent further fallout that can come with, say, staying in bed all day. So my own experience with people has been kids who don't put the work in now or need constant external rewards end up with fewer choices as they move into adulthood. And if you look at that study, you'll notice all those benefits of people who have self-control is that they reap those later in life as a willingness to delay that immediate need to feel better.
So what are some tips? I know that you don't want to reward your kids for everything. It's like, you know, sometimes there is first, second, and third place. You don't, you know, not everybody gets a trophy for, you know, doing. But what can you do to sort of encourage your kids?
Yeah. Like-